A county commissioner from Harris County in Houston, Texas, left a Facebook comment on a local TV station's website telling the county judge that she was a joke and that she should speak English because this was not Mexico.
Nice.
So a county commission in Harris County of Houston, Texas, left a comment on the Facebook on a local TV station website. So a county commission did this. A white man. How brave is this guy, huh?
Nice.
Telling this woman she needs to learn to speak English. This woman was a judge, or is a judge, because she's in America, not in Mexico. And this judge, her name is Lena Hidalgo. Mamma mia! Hidalgo held a press conference on Monday to update the county on some forest fire that had been affecting the area. And during the press conference, Hidalgo was asked a question in Spanish by a Spanish news station, and the judge responded to the question in Spanish. First of all, she should not be a judge in America if she's going to be speaking Spanish. Because suppose I go to court with against a Spanish person, and she like, I know she's not against me. I'm like, English! English! So this is from KHOU11. County Commissioner Mark Tice left a Facebook comment on KHOU11 page. Here's that soundbite.
Also new tonight, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is responding to a disparaging comment about her on social media. It was made by a Chambers County commissioner. The comment popped up while Hidalgo was speaking Spanish during a news conference on the Deer Park fire. We saw the remark there on the KHU11 News Facebook page. That's Mark Tice, who wrote in part, "This is not Mexico."
But Mark is right. And why? How are they going to punish this white man for for making the true statement? They're going to get him. He's out. I guarantee you. So Judge, he said Hidalgo. But Daniel told me Hidalgo or something.
Hidalgo?
Hidalgo. Was interviewed about the comment, and she was surprised by the attention it had been receiving.
These nine words posted on KHU's Facebook page Monday are now plastered on headlines around the country.
My initial reaction is just everyone's entitled to their opinion, and so he's entitled to his.
I know this has gotten a lot of attention, which was a surprise to me. I think, you know, we've talked about it, and it's sort of time to move on. We still have an active incident.
Judge Hidalgo says that incident in ITC shows the need.
So now that Americans have shut up about these people need to be speaking English, she's surprised to even hear anyone bring it up. Isn't that amazing? Noelle says she's tripping. Oh, you said she's not tripping. She is tripping. That's why she says she's surprised to hear anyone bring it up. She's tripping.
I thought she was saying, like, he is entitled to his own opinion, so why is it such a big deal?
Because what she's saying is that he shouldn't be saying that she should be speaking English. That's just his opinion. And why is he making a big deal that she's speaking Spanish? And she's a judge. It is a bit, as Joe Biden said to Barack Obama during a hot mic, it's a big effing deal. The judge also explained why speaking English was important and said that, speaking Spanish was important and said that 1/3 of her jurisdiction spoke Spanish. They are turning Texas into Mexico. Here we go.
I've heard specifically from the community the appreciation from Spanish speakers.
To reach as many people as possible during a disaster.
If I can do that in English and in Spanish, especially knowing that that's such a high percentage of our community, I think it's well over 1/3 of our residents speak Spanish, it would be almost problematic not to do so.
Meanwhile, Judge Hidalgo says that the county does use sign language interpreters, and they're working on adding more interpreters for different languages as well.
What do you say to that, James, before I give my little two cents?
I think it's a shame that many people are here that would need that.
That's my point. If they, I'm sure they're illegal aliens, too. And so if they didn't come here illegally or legally, and they're not speaking English, they need to be sent back home.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that America's national language isn't English.
And you don't change it from English to Spanish just because you have a third of your folks.
It's just bringing confusion and division.
We need to get that movement started again, English-only language in America. That needs to be started back up. This thing is getting out of control.
Yeah.
At UCLA, I believe, I may be wrong, but they won't even hire you if you don't speak both languages or something.
Right.
I know some people, blacks, who have tried to get jobs there, and they were asked, do you speak Spanish?
Right.
And they said, no, they wouldn't hire them.
Yep. They're forcing America to change. They've been doing it for decades, too.
America should sue any company that in America that would not hire you if you don't speak Spanish. Really, that's where the suit need to go. There was another so-called racist incident that happened in Anaheim, California. And that happened this week involving another white man and a taco restaurant that had a menu in Spanish instead of English.
Yeah, the poster on the outside said $1.99 fish tacos. And it said fish tacos. It didn't say tacos de pescado, whatever. But it said...
A taco pissed off?
No, it just said fish tacos in Spanish.
What did you just say? A tacos pissed off.
I said it in Spanish.
Oh, I thought you said tacos pissed off.
No, this man was like that.
Oh. A white man, right?
But it said especial de viernes, which is Friday special.
But who's supposed to know that?
Not this old white man.
And the menu was offering tacos for $1.99. And when the man went to order the taco, the cashier said that the offer was only for Friday. But the menu had written that in Spanish. How was this man to know? I guarantee you they're going to punish the white man. They're going to say the white man is wrong.
Yeah, they did. That's what the news did.
Here's that soundbite from Fox 11. The man went on a rant after reading the bilingual menu.
It says in Mexican. We're not in Mexico. We're in America. I'm an American.
That's right.
What are you going to call?
Huh?
What are you going to call?
Immigration.
For what?
For you.
Why?
Because you're not legal.
Oh, what do you think about that, Joel?
That's hilarious. That's cool that he's just saying whatever, though.
Yeah, he is an American.
Right.
He has a right to do that.
Right.
But he'll be punished, especially by him being white and man. They're going to go after him.
Yeah.
They're going to go after the citizen of this country. I can't tell you the number of times where I've been over in the black community, and I've heard black people go off on Hispanics.
Yeah.
And they be calling them illegal. They be cussing. And they go into a store or something, and if a Mexican is operating the store and they don't do what the black want, they go off.
I know.
You're illegal. You're effing illegal. You need to go back to this, your country.
Yeah.
This is America. Black people do it all the time. And you don't see it in the news.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, why can't you just do it without it being such a big deal about everything all the time?
Because Americans have cowered down to the enemies of America.
It's insane. That guy should be able to say what he said and then not be a big deal. They just got in an argument.
I know, it made the news.
Yeah, that made the news.
That's crazy.
They specifically went into the security camera footage and sent that to the news.
It's insane.
I bet you if Americans start to report the illegal aliens all American stars say, hey, come, go over to that store, a bunch of illegals over there. Or go down to that building that a contractor's job, a bunch of illegal working down there. And if the police or border agents or somebody go down there and start arresting people, they'll shut up.
You know, what's funny is the anchor babies treat the Asians this way. I had a Chinese friend who the Mexicans would tell him, go back to your country.
People are the same.
Yep.
It's amazing. But white people are not allowed to be free.
Right.
I think now that people know that they can tell on you, they're doing it.
Yeah. They're illegals telling on the citizens. Especially white citizens. They don't tell on the blacks.
Too.
I've heard so many blacks call Mexican, and some of the Mexicans were not even illegals.
Right.
They were citizens.
Yeah.
And the blacks like, go back to your country. You're illegal.
Snoop Dogg just did it with a cop.
Oh, yeah, sure did.